The Perth Royal Show hits town in only a matter of weeks. There's been a lot of commentary around the future of the Perth Royal Show, and you might have read the Mayor of Claremont, Jock Barker, pretty keen to see it actually relocate maybe to the Swan Valley. It ain't going anywhere. Paul Carter can tell you more. He's the President of the Royal Agricultural Society. Paul, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Ollie. How are you going? And 30 days to go.
30 days, that's all. And what's exciting about that as well, Paul, is 6PR will be broadcasting their mornings, afternoons and our program as well on Perth Live. I can't wait to come to the show every day.
No, we can't wait to have you there, Ollie. I think it'll be fantastic. And, you know, we're praying for as much rain as we can get between now and the 28th of September for the farmers. They would like a little bit more rain. And then 8 days of sunshine, pretty much like we had last year.
Yeah, it'll be absolutely brilliant. And a lot of success out of last year's show as well, Paul.
Look, definitely. And you know, it was a really happy show last year with... we had a little bit of a sprinkle rain on one day, but apart from that, we had 7 days of pretty clear skies, and, you know, the people of Perth came out to, you know, the amazing cultural event that is a Perth Royal Show.
And what's important, and I see as well your theme this year, connecting communities, because I think that's where we've got a bit of a divide at the moment, Paul, between city and country, and I see the opportunity for the Royal Show to really bridge that gap and get everybody onto the same page.
Oh, look, it's our core vision, Ollie, is that connection, that critical connection between country and city. And, you know, Perth Royal Show is mostly about the traditional aspects of what we do. All we've got to do is make sure we keep renewing those and enhancing them. Our patrons keep telling us that they're the most important aspect of a royal show, which is that country agricultural component, where their children and adults alike get to interact with animals that they just don't get to interact with in their ordinary day life.
Yeah, and it's really, really important. So you're going to stay in Claremont. I know there's a bit of push from Mayor Barker to get out of Claremont. What have you done to the town of Claremont, Paul, to have the mayor thinking about not wanting to host you at the showgrounds there for much longer?
Oh, I'm not sure, Ollie, to be honest.
I thought he'd want to bring it to Claremont each and every year. It's very successful.
Oh, look, it's a part of the social fabric of Western Australia, and, you know, it's a really important cultural event. And that's the thing I keep getting reminded by many West Australians that have responded to the Royal Agricultural, and me personally, since this has become a little bit of a media attention over the last month. And let me tell you, there's been a significant number of old ladies in our community that have been poking my chest and reminding me that Royal Show is going to stay exactly where it is. And that is our strategy, that we're not even contemplating moving. We think we're sustainable where we are. We love the fact that we're in the centre of our beautiful city, and that we bring the country and we connect those communities, and we continue to connect the communities. Because I think that with time, believe it or not, even though transport's better than it ever has been, that there's been a reduced connection between country and city. There's less farming families. I think when I was a child, most of us had a connection with somebody on the land. We probably visited there once or twice a year. Probably less of us going into the country. So it becomes an even more important event for, you know, the society of Western Australia, for us to continue representing agriculture, representing country life, and showcasing the very best of our amazing country.
Yeah, I agree with you wholeheartedly, Paul, and I look forward to playing our small part in Show Week and bringing some of those stories and experiences to our listeners right here on Perth Live. 30 sleeps to go. Can't wait, Paul. Really appreciate you jumping on the radio this afternoon.
No problem. And look, as time goes by, Ollie, we'll bring some of the new stuff to you between now and show. And I've also attended the emergency department for some minor ailments, mainly getting stitched up after a hockey game. But
Will you give this GP urgent care pilot a go now, Paul, if you ever needed it again, in case it wasn't a complete emergency?
Well, I do keep playing, believe it or not, Ollie. So, but some say it's pretending, not playing these days. But more than happy to. Ultimately, sometimes on a Saturday or a Sunday, your GP is going to be closed, and that type of service would be absolutely fantastic, I think, and not clog up our EDs.
Yeah, well said. Good on you, Paul. You got to have a good afternoon. Thank you, mate.
Cheers, Ollie. Appreciate it.
Paul Carter, President, Royal Agricultural Society. You're looking forward to the show. What is it about the show that draws you there each and every year? 9221182. After as well, your experiences, your observations in regards to those emergency departments. Do you bypass your GP, happily just go and sit in the waiting room of an emergency department of one?